The Chinese Moon Festival, how did this one actually begin? What's the sort of the historical context of this one?
Well, it had a long history. I think it began roughly about 3,000 years ago. The story is quite interesting. There are a few versions. My favorite version is actually about the moon Chang'e, who has now been known as the moon goddess. In ancient past, there was a hero named Hou Yi who was very good at archery. His wife was Chang'e. One year, 10 suns emerged in the sky, so the myth goes, and all the plants on earth were burned and people were dying. So Hou Yi shot down 9 of the suns with his bow and arrows and left only one. So the Queen Mother of the West gave Hou Yi a bottle of elixir of immortality as a reward. But it was only one for one person. So Hou Yi did not want to leave Chang'e. He asked her to put it away and keep it safe. Later on, Hou Yi became very, very famous because after he shot down the 9 suns, and people wanted him to be their master. One of the students Hou Yi took on knew the secret. On the 15th day of August in the lunar calendar, when Hou Yi went hunting, his student broke into the house and forced Chang'e to give him elixir. Chang'e refused to do so, of course. Instead, she swallowed it without thinking and flew into the sky. As she loved her husband very much and hoped to live nearby, she chose the moon for her residence. When Hou Yi came home, he was very sad. He displayed the fruits and cakes that Chang'e liked in the yard and gave sacrifices to her. People were all sympathetic to Chang'e too, so they participated in the sacrifices with Hou Yi. And that's the time when it began.
Fabulous. I think there's a fabulous legend behind that one there. In terms of the celebrations, as I say, people are probably most familiar with the mooncakes themselves. But what is done around the festival to kind of we'll celebrate the mid-autumn?
Well, the festival is an occasion for three things of various importance. The first thing is gathering or reunion of all kinds, most particularly family reunions. A second, this is also an occasion for Thanksgiving because, as you probably know, a lot of the festivals in China revolve around agriculture. And now is the time for the autumn harvest. So it's a time for farmers to celebrate, to thank, you know, all the gods and heaven for the harvest. It's also a time for praying for your family, praying for good luck and praying for a good future. So, as you said in your introduction, eating mooncakes is absolutely the essential thing to do. And you also see lots of lanterns at night. And China, being such a big country, there are different ways of celebrating the moon festival. But eating mooncakes, admiring the moon at night, the full moon at night, and watching lantern shows of various kinds, these are something you would see across the country, no matter where you go.
Well, the thankful thing, obviously, with those ones is they don't sound like they're going to need to change terrible much around the kind of restrictions we see in place in our kind of current pandemic, our current world. But will we see some goings-on having to adjust to the kind of current restrictions?
Not so much in China because the pandemic is under control now. So people travel very, very freely. So in that sense, the pandemic is not going to change the way people are going to celebrate the Moon Festival. Although with the, a lot of modern changes, the way people celebrate has been changing all the time. In the old past, people used to go back home and get together with their families and friends. Not so much these days. People tend to go away, so the the reunion is more virtual than physical. As you know, this year, the Moon Festival also falls on China's National Day. So you have a twin double celebration, and it's quite a long holiday, so more than a week, 8 days, I think. So people tend to go away and go sightseeing. And they get in touch with their family via WeChat, the telephone, and on the internet.
Well, it is a, like I say, a lovely sort of tradition, lovely legend to hear behind it. Yingji, thank you very much. Do appreciate you coming on, informing us a little bit more on this one this morning.
It's my pleasure.